This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, Tomorrow's News Tonight. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, wherever you're listening to us right now. Also, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our roughnecks working on the big oil rigs up there across Alaska, of the Gulf of Mexico, and the northern tundra of Wyoming and Minnesota. And we definitely appreciate also our Aramco oil workers on over there in Saudi Arabia. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. You can listen over there to the Truckers Highway and Byway Report and all sorts of stuff. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, as well as at Captain's America on Twitter. Joining us right now, we have Frank Silvato, the host of the Underground USA podcast. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America,
and to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because we understand what that means. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, here's somebody that's not a Christian. Chucky Boy Schumer standing on the steps of the Supreme Court building, and listen to what he had to say. This got everybody just ballistic.
Ignore them. Now, we stand here today because behind me, inside the walls of this court, the Supreme Court is hearing arguments, as you know, for the first major abortion right cases since Justices Kavanaugh and Justices Gorsuch came to the bench. We know what's at stake. Over the last 3 years, women's reproductive rights have come under attack in a way we haven't seen in modern history. From Louisiana to Missouri to Texas, Republican legislatures are waging a war on women, all women, and they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
God, Frank, that sounds like a threat to me.
Well, it's absolutely a threat. He knows it's a threat. His staff knew it was a threat before he even said those words, because it was vetted before he opened his mouth.
Sure.
He never takes a chance like that. He should be censured on the floor of the Senate, and it should be something that people thump on from now until his reelection. Now, there's a move afoot to do that today. I think somebody from Missouri, the senator from Missouri.
Senator Josh Hawley.
Yeah, censure motion to the floor, and I hope it passes. If it doesn't, the Republicans that don't vote for him to be censured should not be reelected. We should replace them with real Republicans. Mm-hmm. Now, that said, I want to comment on the absolute canard that is his and the Democrats' idea that women's reproductive rights are being attacked. You know, you can go into any CVS or any Walgreens and buy the morning after pill.
Mm-hmm.
Over the counter. Mm-hmm. You don't need a prescription for it.
Mm-hmm.
So the abortions and abortion clinics, the physical procedure, is not an attack on women's health. It's an invasive procedure, and the law that's going before the Supreme Court is about doctors who perform abortions having admission rights to local hospitals so that there's a complication, the woman can be admitted immediately through the ER.
Yeah.
That's not an unreasonable ask.
Nope. And then, of course, with everything that's going on there, you had the Fab Four that was there attending that. You had AOC, you had Tlaib, you had them all right there. All right, let me drift on over here real quick and take a call. Is this Ian?
Yeah, I got a point, and then I got a question. I want to hang up.
You got a minute, so hurry up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Chuck Schumer was inaccurate in that screed of his, because in Louisiana, they got a Democrat governor, John Bel Edwards, who just happened to be more conservative and more pro-life than the Republican that he beat. So we don't hear anything about that. He's one of the few pro-life Democrats left, the Louisiana governor. But I wanted to ask Frank if his knowledge of Chicago politics comes in here. Since it's obvious the DNC cleared everybody out of the way, and Pocahontas is holding out for a better bargain before she endorses, perhaps maybe we can make her director of Bureau of Indian Affairs, or if not that, we can make her ambassador to India and give her a chain of 7-Elevens. What say you, sir?
All right, thanks. All right, what do you think?
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole, man.
You're not touching with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, she does. She is waiting for a decent promise behind the scenes in a smoky back room for probably a promise of a cabinet position somewhere. That is the Chicago way, and it's actually the Massachusetts way.
She wouldn't want to be vice president because the vice president is just a heartbeat away, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know, with those two people, that you have to worry about the nitroglycerin going.
All right. Hold that line there, Frank. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Salvato. We got to take a break here from the Underground USA podcast. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan, with their three Nissan dealerships, their Moss Wholesale to the Public dealership, and their Moss Acura dealership as well. Now, while most car dealerships have as many as, or as few as 30 pre-owned vehicles available for sale, when you shop one of the three Moss Nissan dealerships, you have literally hundreds of clean pre-owned cars and trucks to choose from. And a lot of people these days are buying certified pre-owned with a good warranty versus the new vehicles simply because of the price and affordability and whatnot. Now, you also get great peace of mind when you buy one of the certified pre-owned cars or trucks, because everyone bought at Moss Nissan comes with Moss Care. Now, with Moss Care, you get lifetime oil changes, lifetime tire rotation, special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car to keep it looking new, credit and deposit protection, and a whole bunch more. You literally save thousands of dollars at Moss Nissan on all pre-owned cars and trucks. Now, remember, you serve, you save. Active duty military, veterans, and all first responders, active or retired. So, three Moss Nissan locations for you to choose. U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, U.S. 19 in Crystal River, and at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Not only the Moss Nissan, but also Moss Acura dealer, right side by side, right there at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. And then you've got the Moss Wholesale to the Public, which is all certified pre-owned vehicles on U.S. 19 in Homosassa Springs. Check them out. See what they have to offer. There's something there for you. And by the way, you can always go to Moss, MAUSNissan.com, the website, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you money. All right. Frank Salvato, the host of the Underground USA podcast, is with us. Hello again, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, you told me during the break that you had not seen the town hall that Fox did last night. It was really interesting because He talked a lot about, of course, and you might know this is going to happen. They talked about Bernie. They talked about Elizabeth Warren. But, of course, when Warren bowing out yesterday, she blew $89 million on a failed campaign. But the biggest black eye, I think, of all was those five delegates that Michael Bloomberg got, and he spent $3 million in the American Samoas to get five delegates, $3 million.
Well, let's take it a step farther. He spent $500 million to get five delegates. You know, his push in the media was national. So the grand total for the total of his effort is five delegates in American Samoa. You know, maybe he'll go be a farmer there. You know, who knows? The bottom line here is that you've whittled the field down. I'm kind of shocked that it did get whittled down quickly, because Democrats usually stay in for the long haul, you know, on a whim and a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go.
Well, Bloomberg actually wound up with a total of 53 delegates. That's what he wound up with for $550 million.
Yeah, $550 million. This was a primary campaign.
For 53 delegates. Mm-hmm.
You know, you go back to the totals back in the 70s and the 80s for the total campaigns from primary through a general election, and he still beat what the totals used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's insane.
Well, to continue what was said last night, there was a conversation about Bernie, good boy, roll over. Bernie says he'll drop out if Biden has a plurality of delegates. So, somebody said Bernie was, I forget who it was that said it, they were talking about Bernie, said that, or Bernie's trying to get the best financial deal to bow out of the race.
That's one of the reasons I don't watch the town halls. It turns into a hate fest, and I don't care for it. You know, if we're going to bring civility back to politics, bring it. And instead of just talking about it and then going out and talking about Bernie rollover, sit good boy. If Sanders doesn't stay in all the way to the convention to find out whether or not the DNC is going to rob a nomination again, then he's doing a disservice, and he is playing just for political, for financial gain. You know, he's either running because he wants to see socialism come back to the United States, or he's not. You know, because Biden is less socialist than Bernie is, and Bernie's supporters are ardent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you either walks the walk or he doesn't, because this convention, and you know, we've talked about this before, you're coming down to literally Sanders and Biden, two old white guys, mm-hmm. from a party that has the Me Too movement and a very strong "we want a female president" movement in it.
Mm-hmm.
So this convention is not cut and dry if you get people starting to protest. Now, if Republicans were bright, they would start vocalizing about that. Here's the Democrats who couldn't even keep a woman in the game until the convention, but they're the ones that keep talking about they're promoting women.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start talking about that, because the Democrats themselves, through Super Tuesday, rejected a woman president, the idea of a woman president.
Now, Joe Biden is talking about raising some taxes and getting rid of Trump's tax cuts and bringing back the 1%, and he wants to raise the taxes on the top 1% by $299,000 each.
No, well, he just lost some mega donors there who are on the cusp about him. But it also goes to show them what one of the solid planks of the Democrat platform is going to be going into the general, and that is the tax cuts didn't work, so we're going to raise your taxes in order to be able to spend more on the stuff that we want to spend it on. Well, the economy's running on all cylinders right now.
Mm-hmm.
Lest the insane hysteria about the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, this economy is humming along. So when you go to move someone to go vote for you, you either touch them emotionally or you touch them financially. And right now, they want to keep talking about how they have to raise taxes. The people who have more money in their wallet don't think so.
By the way, Andrew Yang, remember him?
Yeah, I remember Adrian, yeah.
2021, he's going to run for the New York mayor's office.
Gee, I guess he just has to run for something, right? He's gone through the ultimate race in the United States, the presidential race. He was rejected soundly, So he's got to find something else to run for. This is somebody who wants to be a professional elected somebody.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be elected to something. It's not that he was called to a certain office. He just needs to be elected to something. So when you talk about career politicians and how much you don't want them, this guy shouldn't be your choice.
Now, didn't Mitt Romney have a relative, like a nephew or something, that was involved in this Burisma stuff in Ukraine?
Yeah, he had a close family member, if it wasn't his son.
Okay. Now, Hunter Biden and the Burisma probe, which is being investigated not only by the Ukraine, but also by the United States Congress, Romney made a comment. He said, well, it appears political, and it looks like as if he's going to try to throw a monkey wrench into the works to either stop it or slow it down.
Boy, maybe he wants a nod for the VP ticket, for the VP position on Biden's ticket. That's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is this guy a Republican or a Democrat? Obviously, he's not a strong Republican because of how he voted during the impeachment, but you have to start asking if he's not really a Democrat, because stepping in to an investigation that's looking into corruption as it affects an American election, and especially through a sitting vice president's self-interest to try and say it looks political, whose side is this idiot on? And I'm not holding back on the idiot either. This guy's not real bright when it comes to politics. He's very self-serving and he's a narcissist. And I'm kind of embarrassed. I was forced to vote for him when he ran for
2012.
Because the me next Republicans had to install who they wanted to run. And make no mistake, he was installed. If you ask Morton Blackwell, who was on the Rules Committee, he will tell you he was kept on a bus when they tried to change the rules to make it easier for him to lock up the nomination.
Mm.
So I'm not a Romney fan. I hope he doesn't get reelected, and I think the guy's a turncoat Democrat.
Well, there's a movement afoot. They haven't got the numbers yet, but they're trying to get a recall petition in Nevada to recall him and bring him back up for vote again. I think that's the way they do that.
If Mitch McConnell was strong enough, not another bill he's attached to would pass.
All right, here comes the music. We will talk to you on Monday morning, so stay low and stay warm.
Have a good day. I will. Stay low, my friend.
Yeah, all righty, because it's going to get colder, and he's up there in the north where it's even cooler. In the panhandle, Navarre. All right, I'm coming back. You're going to have a little sports to talk about. That'll warm things up, probably. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
When they hit us, we have to hit back. I feel that. I mean, there's two ways of doing it, turning your cheek, but I wouldn't be sitting up here if I turned my cheek.
In Scranton, Pennsylvania, voters able to ask President Trump questions at his first town hall-style campaign event of the season.
If I said, okay, let them just keep hitting at me, and I won't do it, they're not interviewing me right now, they're interviewing somebody else. Maybe they won't even be doing that, because if they don't get ratings, they don't interview anybody. That I've learned. But you know what? You can't turn your cheek. I mean, we get hit.
This event, sponsored by Fox News.
We get hit so hard, and we have a media that is, I say to a large extent, it's a part of the Democrat Party. It really is. It's terrible. It's unfair. I call it fake news. I've used that, and people are using that, I guess, all over the world right now, and that's the way it is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's Donna Fiducia. And thank you very much, Donna, for bringing us in. She's listening to us up there in Carrollton, Georgia on 1330 WLBB, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show. Now, the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show next weekend on Saturday and Sunday will be in Largo, and I'll be there with the lovely Susie Q at March 14th and March 15th at Mindreg Hall, 6340 126th Avenue North. Now, you can come out. 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock will be their show hours, Saturday and Sunday. And you can browse the tables with the most modern up-to-date guns, plus a large display of antique weapons from the Revolutionary, Civil, World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam Wars. And that includes knives as well as guns. And there'll be a fishing exhibit there, too, with fishing poles and line and all that sort of stuff. So something for everybody. And someone will be there with some outdoor stuff for camping and whatnot. So there you go. So stop by next Saturday and Sunday at the Mindreg Hall. That's M-I-N-N-R-E-G, Mindreg Hall, 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. And joining us right now, we have the insurance quarterback who becomes the sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays, and that would be Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Not too bad. Now, did you find out about the St. Pete Grand Prix?
Yes, sir. It will be next Sunday, March the 15th.
Okay.
So that'll be rock and roll. And they're racing out in Phoenix, Arizona, NASCAR this weekend, Captain, so... That should be very
But that is a big that is a big deal here in Florida because they bring that national race IndyCar League, Indy Racing League, I think they call it, IRL cars. They bring them here to St. Pete, and they set up the downtown St. Pete area as well as the airport down there as part of the race course, and that's been very well received over the years, and there'll be 250,000, 300,000 people along the course watching it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a big event. Tampa Bay really welcomes it well. Tampa Bay will have the Valspar Golf Tournament here. March the 23rd, so that'll be neat to see how that all pans out. And Bay Hill Classic, Arnold Palmer right now, course out there, all the players are going out there, and then after that, you're going up to the Punta Verde, good old Jacksonville area, Florida, and that should be a great golf tournament. They call it the fifth major, so... A lot of people gearing up. A lot of things happening in Florida right now, that's for sure.
And well, the most important thing in Florida right now, money-wise, is baseball, because that's what generates a lot of revenue. And I saw a lot of Pittsburgh Pirate fans yesterday that had their hats and whatnot on and were stopping in at Mixon's Groveside Cafe to grab a little lunch either on the way to the game or back from the game, whatever the case might have been. I didn't ask when they were playing. But they had their Pirates hats on and their Pirate shirts and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's a big town for the Pirates. They do very well down there. Fort Myers is very big with the Twins and the Red Sox. Port Charlotte has the Rays. Tampa has the New York Yankees. And that stadium is filled to all spring training. And
Clearwater is in Phillies.
Florida. And Phillies over in Clearwater, Florida. They do very well over there. And then we won't forget our friends from the North, Captain, the Toronto Blue Jays out of Dunedin, Florida.
Yep.
So a lot of things happening you know, in Florida right now, with you're going to have the Grand Prix, you're going to have golf, baseball going on. So the Vipers, Tampa Bay Vipers, are going out to Los Angeles. XFL's kicking in gear.
All right, hold on a minute. Let's see. Flip is telling me that the Bike Week in Daytona starts today. Okay, thanks, Flip.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my cousin will be up there. Thanks for that reminder, Flip. Yeah, Bike Week's always a neat thing in Daytona Beach, Florida. And that's a happening in town all the time, Captain, as you're well aware of, with the races and just the beach and spring break and just everything over there. So that's kind of neat. Glad Flip threw that to us. Hockey, man, it's almost playoff time, Captain. We've got about 30 days left, and we'll know exactly all the playoff seedings. And then
the ice melts.
That's funny. Let's not wish that on anybody. All the southern states and western states, we don't need any of that happening. But, hey, right now it looks like the Bruins are on top of the Atlantic Division. Lightning are real close behind second. And then the Washington Capitals are playing well. And the Flyers are starting to come on really strong for the Philly fans. And the Penguins, if they get hot, they have a very good team, Captain. But then, you know, I know you have a lot of St. Louis Blue fans, and they're playing great also. Defending champs, we'll see if they can go back-to-back. But the Avalanche are right there with them. Colorado's playing some great hockey. And then Las Vegas, again, that team is just playing great, the Golden Knights. It's going to be interesting to see how things happen in Vegas, Captain, with the Raiders, the Knights. I wonder if they'll ever get a baseball team out there. I think they will. I'm surprised they haven't had a basketball team yet. But
when does the football team go there? When do the Raiders
this year,
move?
The Raiders go there this year. This will be their first year. Yep. The Oakland Raiders will be in Las Vegas. Yeah, the stadium looks awesome, Captain. It's obviously state of the art, 2020. And very, very nice stadium, to say the least. So kind of the unique how they really made it. Just right there for the Raiders. So, and you know, obviously baseball will be starting less than 30 days when it counts, Captain. A lot of things are going to be happening there. We'll see if the Twins can do it again this year, if Cleveland's going to overtake them. We'll see what's going to happen out there with the Houston Astros. The Giants are looking good. And then obviously Yankees, the Red Sox, always, you know, tough. Dodgers looking good out in the West. And the Diamondbacks might give them a run for the money. It's Speaking about the Pirates, if they could get some pitching, they could be in the mix. And that's about it. The Cardinals are looking good. They picked up some people in St. Louis Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
So just a lot of transactions. And last but not least, you know, with the football now, within a couple weeks, Captain, we're going to know which quarterbacks are going where, from Brady to Garoppolo to Jameis Winston to Phillip Rivers. So that's, you know, and then just over a month, we're going to have the NFL draft.
How about the XFL?
Yeah, the XFL, you know, they're four games in. It's still early to tell. L.A. looks decent. They're starting to look good. Hey, the Vipers won their first game last week. Quentin Flowers came back to the team Wednesday. So Tampa Bay fans like that. So it's going to be great to see how this finishes out this year, to say the least. I think they're doing okay overall. We'll see, you know, how the end result happens with everything. And,
all right, you know, tell everybody what you do. Tell everybody what you do. You got a minute.
No problem. Thanks, Captain. I help out people with insurance needs, veterans benefits, Medicare. You still have to the end of this month, Captain, to make a change and a choice if you want to make one in reference to your Medicare. And you can start with the new plan April 1st if you're not happy with your current Medicare Advantage plan. So I can help you navigate through the waters of that. I can also help you out in other insurance needs. Also, any legal needs, I can help you out with that. I have some good attorneys who help out with trusts and living wills. It's very important that you do those things. You don't want to put that burden on your children. But there's a lot of things I can help you out with. I've helped out the captain with several things. A lot of his friends that have become my friends now. Again, I'm here to help.
I charge for the service.
813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyland. If I can be of any help, if you have any questions. If I can't help you, you might have a family member who could use some assistance if they're of Medicare age getting through that. So again, give me a call. Take advantage of my knowledge. Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. Thanks, Captain. Have a great and safe weekend.
All righty. Patrick Hyland, everybody. And you can catch his radio show on this station, too, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. It's called The Sports Zone. The Sports Zone. I've also got a Facebook page. Go over there and like the page. Now, we're coming back with the final segment here. By the way, sad news yesterday. Fox News correspondent at the White House for years, Wendell Goler passed away. Sad news indeed. And I will tell you that I had the opportunity to meet him one time, and I was very impressed with him. He was a nice guy, but nice guys finish last, I guess. But Wendell passed away at the age of 70. All right, I'll be right back with the final segment starting right up here. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, hey ho, Captain, it's Melvin out here in my bass boat. Hey, you know, maybe you can help me with something. You know, I was out here fishing a little bit earlier, and you know, this girl comes pulling up next to me in a little Boston Whaler selling Vienna hot dogs. She was in a nice little bathing suit and everything, but anyway, I got a couple of hot dogs from her, and she took off with my $20 and told me she'd bring my change back about 2 hours later. I ain't seen her. I can't explain that to my wife. You know, looks like I got a nibble on a big one. I gotta let you go there, Captain. Have a good day.
Stay tuned for the continuing adventures of Melvin and his bass boat. But right now, we're going to take a look at the beach and boating forecast for the Sun Coast, the Nature Coast, and all of Tampa Bay for a Friday. We've got the small craft advisory up today because we're going to have some gusty winds, and I'll tell you what, the bottom is going to kind of fall out of things here later because the temperatures are going to drop, winds are going to turn out of the north, go to the northwest, colder temperatures coming in, wind chill factors will be a factor Saturday morning and Saturday night, but Winds will be out of the north-northwest at 20 to 25 knots. That means we'll have some 30-mile-an-hour winds out there in the Gulf. It's going to be windy. Small craft advisory. You're not advised to go out in this small craft anywhere today. The seas will be 3 to 6 foot, and it will be rough. The Gulf will be 67 degrees. The bay water temperature up to 71 right now. Low tide coming at 6:12 a.m. High tide this afternoon at 1:48 p.m. And again, it's not going to be a day you're going to want to go anywhere because there'll be a small craft advisory. So not a good day to get out on the boat. Now, you can do a lot of things on land if you want. You got the boat show over there at the State Fairgrounds this weekend. Go over there and check them out. How's that? So that's something you could do. But I want to remind everybody that the numbers at the Freedom Boat Club tell an amazing story. 500 boats now out of the Tampa Bay area. 30 locations. They're adding more to the list. They're going from Lake County up into Eustis and Tavares and that way up into Marion and up into Gainesville. Adding more locations, but 500 boats right now. And I remember, and by the way, Keith Marks was here yesterday. I remember when they started, they had 100 boats in 10 locations. Now they've got 530 locations. And they are the largest of all the Freedom Boat Club locations in the country. Now, they've got 213 locations across the United States. How do you like that? 3 in Canada. 6 in France, 1 in the United Kingdom, and 1 in Australia. Now, if you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, one of the things that you'll get will be the opportunity to enjoy reciprocity at the other locations around the country. Now, your membership here at the Freedom Boat Club in Tampa Bay gives you reciprocity to all those other Freedom Boat Club locations. And all you got to do to start out with is go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Now, they've got some different promotions and things going on right now. So you can check with them and find out what the promotion is right now for them and what they're doing. And if you're listening to me right now, anywhere in the country, I'll bet you there's a Freedom Boat Club not very far away with 213 locations across the U.S. of A. I'll bet you, I'll bet you, I'll bet you. Okay. Now, I've been talking a lot about today and what happened with Charlie Schumer mouthing off in front of the Supreme Court building and people going, well, he should be arrested. Well, he should be expelled. Well, he should be. Well, it should be a lot of things, but it's not going to happen. You're talking about the most powerful Democrat in the Senate. And they are not, the Republicans are not going to go up against him. Now, the one thing they might do is they might censure him, which is a proclamation, and they can do that. They've done it with other people, and they can do it with him. Now, they could expel him if they wanted to, but they're not going to get the votes to do it. And he claims, Charlie Schumer claims, that he didn't threaten the Supreme Court justices. He said, my point was that there should be political consequences for President Trump and Senate Republicans if the Supreme Court, with newly confirmed justices, stripped away a woman's right to choose. Well, first of all, it would be on constitutional grounds, Charlie. And by the way, he did at one time practice law, but he obviously has forgotten all about the fact of what the Supreme Court is and what it's there for. And even though he was protesting with a whole bunch of other folks there, including the Fab Four, Presley, Tlaib, Omar, it just didn't work. Okay, now, good morning, Sunshine. How are you? And who is this that's chiming in here? Who is this? Cousin Vinny. Okay, Cousin Vinny. Jeff in Sarasota. And by the way, again, thanks to the great group that showed up yesterday down there in Sarasota at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Had a great time down there. It's always a pleasure to see you guys. So I really appreciate you coming out to see me. And great people down there. Great, great, great people. And we'll be down there again next month. So whatever the first Thursday is, I don't have the date in front of me. But we'll be talking about it here a little bit later. So there you go. Now, have you been to a grocery store lately or a Walmart or a Costco or, oh, I don't know, anywhere where they got hand sanitizer and the little wipes, the little disinfectant wipes and all that? You been anywhere where they got all that? Publix grocery store, Winn-Dixie grocery store. Try to find some. Try to find some. Good luck on that, right? All right, well, let's drift down over here very quickly. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. It's Sean in Tampa.
What's up?
Okay. Chuck Schumer, what was so obvious is that what he was doing was telling his leftist crazy mob to basically riot against these two Supreme Court justices, to go to their house, to go to their family, to harass them, to commit violence against them. That's what he was doing, and you can see it in his face. He's a scumbag, and he has no business being in the Senate. He's just another crooked, corrupt piece of crap that none of us want to see or hear from ever again. I cannot believe his pathetic excuse, but of course he's going to lie, because that's what he does. Look at his face closely when he's saying this stuff. Look at the grin on his face. He's a dirtbag.
Okay. All right. Well, you got about 30 seconds to wrap it up.
Well, I mean, what else is there to say? The guy, he's everything that's wrong with what's being done in Washington, D.C.
Well, you won't get any argument from me on that, but unfortunately it comes back to the people of New York, and they need to vote him out. They need to vote him out, and apparently somebody likes him.
Yeah, well, he basically called the mob to commit violence against two Supreme Court justices, and anybody with half a brain can see that.
All right, well, I got to go because I'm coming up on my break. I got to go, but thank you, Sean. Okay. Now, folks, got to remind you, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, DOMENICK'S, located at 4540 Clark Road, right there at McIntosh in Sarasota. Remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, too. Now, all military and first responders and veterans get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Just give them a call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment or stop by the store at 4540 Clark Road. All right. I'll be back tonight on the weekend show. And we'll have a lot more to talk about, I am sure. So stay low, stay warm. Remember, the temperature today is going to start dropping, and the wind's going to pick up. It's not going to be a real great day, especially to be out on the water. Have a great day.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.